Hare Krishna, we are reading the continuation of the Damodar Leela. We have heard that Nanda Maharaj took Krishna to his chest and went for a bath into the Yamuna River. There were also Brahmins who chanted auspicious prayers. And after he had satisfied the Brahmanas by giving many gifts, he went home to take his morning meal. So now we will continue. Now Yashoda felt very, very ashamed of having tied him up. She did not even dare to come out of her house, nor did she talk to the other women in the house. When the other women had left, Rohini came to her with some respectable kitchen assistants to give support. Nanda brought Krishna Balaram separately with him and ate his meal with them while he was affectionate to them and talked very softly. You know, this was a huge trauma which had happened. He was afraid if Krishna would digest everything. So he relaxed the two who were supreme bliss incarnate. Balaram, in other words, had returned, and Rohini was now with Yashoda. She had also returned. His heart was satisfied being together with Krishna and Balaram, as if he was lying on a soft bed. He went to the cow shed at the time that the cows came back and supervised their milking. Then he brought white sugar from the house, and he had the two boys, along with his friends, drink most beneficial milk fresh from the cows as a substitute for breast milk. See, Krishna does not return to Yashoda, and some substitute needs to be there. He taught them how to write some letters also. He spent really time with them. Then evening came, and he had his evening meal, and during that time Rohini and some other women came and made a request. They said, "O king, Yashoda has not eaten all day, and she does not speak to anyone. Seeing her fasting, we all have fasted." Nanda was sad, and he spoke with a sad voice and a smile, "What can we do? After showing anger, one should regret one's fault." So he said, Yashoda was angry. Now comes the blues, you know, the time afterwards where she needs to regret her poor fault. Now all the women answered with tears in their eyes, "She's so soft internally and also externally. She will be devastated by your words." Slightly smiling, Nanda asked his son, "Will you go to your mother?" Krishna said, No, I will spend my time with you." Then the wives of Nanda's elder brother said, "But whose milk will you drink?" Krishna answered, "I will drink fresh milk from the cows mixed with sugar." And then they said, But who will you play with?" Krishna answered, "With my father. I will bring my brother also." Nanda then said, "Will you not go to your brothers mother, that's Rohini, who stays near to Yashoda, angrily Krishna said with tears in his eyes, she left me, this Rohini, and went away. Hearing this, Rohini also started to cry and said softly, oh son, why are you so harsh? Your mother is suffering. Not listening to her words, Krishna, you must know he's around 2 years and 7 months. Not listening to her words, Krishna, with tearful eyes, glanced at his father's face. Now to attract Krishna, Rohini gave a signal to Balaram. Balaram went to Krishna and held his hand. Krishna rejected his hand, pushed it away, and went to the lap of his father and held his arms around his neck, looking at Nanda's tear-filled eyes and bringing Nanda under his control. Now, Nanda could see behind this show of rejection that Krishna's internal feelings were quite different. Seeing Krishna's internal affection for his mother, Nanda raised his hand as if to beat Yashoda in order to reveal Krishna's affection for her. Oh son, if you agree, I will beat her. Krishna, however, could not tolerate this and blocked Nanda's hand. Smiling again, Nanda, showing great compassion because of his parental affection and understanding the heart of Krishna's mother, said, oh son, if your mother is in this condition, what will you do? He spoke while smiling and hinted that if this would go on, Yashoda would die. Krishna immediately became anxious for his mother. With tears in his eyes, he said, where is mother? I must go there. In anxiety, he went to Rohini's lap. While all were noisily laughing, Brijbasis, Rohini, who bestows the greatest happiness, took him and entered the house. There he ran to his mother, hugged his mother's neck while crying in joy. She kissed the child's head and made sounds like a cow. With melted heart, she sobbed, making all others there sob. Yashoda pacified the women with comforting words, and a slight glow appeared on her face. You know, she's now with Krishna. She looked very pale before, but now a slight glow appeared on her face. She appeared healthy with a beautiful face and satisfied her child with breast milk. With the other helpful women, she fed him and Balaram. Here we find Krishna rejecting, so to say, Yashoda. It's not real rejection, because how can Krishna ever reject his mother? It's really not possible. But it is an outward show, and we can see how she suffers. She does not come out of the house. She doesn't eat all day. And then the tides turn, so to say. Nanda, by his intelligent words, can bring out Krishna's real feelings for Yashoda. Then Krishna is brought by Rohini to Yashoda and runs to Yashoda, and Yashoda again begins to show the signs of life. Now this This is a theme which is important also for sadhaka. The soul which is rejected by Krishna has no real future, no happiness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a song where he expresses how important it is that Krishna nourishes the devotee. And how does he nourish the devotee? This is very important. By giving him a few drops of feeling for him. Here he sings. Due to having committed offenses, my heart has become as hard as a thunderbolt. So there are no ecstatic transformations taking place when I chant your name. I have become really desperate, O Lord. And so again and again I call out your name as loud as I can. O most merciful treasure house of compassion, give me a few drops of feeling for you and thus save my life. When will my eyes flood with torrents of tears as I utter your names? When will my throat block the words I try to pronounce, only allowing me to utter incomplete sounds? When will my entire body be covered with goosebumps and I will prosper? No, and I will perspire, tremble or become motionless? When will I lose color and even faint, remaining alive only by the grace of the holy name? When will the day actually come when all these symptoms manifest? Bhaktivinoda cries out this prayer, losing all composure. Actually, this may be the only price which we have to pay, to turn to Krishna with a feeling of hopelessness, wretchedness, and even with his eternal associates, we see, like Mother Yashoda, she felt so ashamed is the word. But what have I done? My educational tactics were affecting the opposite result. I mean, only by Narayan's kripa was my son saved today from definite death as the trees fell down. So she feels really wretched. And it is from this place, it seems, that also conditioned souls can come to Krishna. Therefore, the devotee, he calls out, save my life by giving me a few drops of feeling for you. And yes, this is something we learn. Tomorrow we will hear something really amazing. I thought we would hear it already today, but it's time-wise not coming. I wish you all a good Kartik month, good in the sense that you will also come to this place where you sincerely ask for Krishna's mercy. Once one of my god brother was asked, what's the best service to Krishna? And he said, that service is the best service for Krishna, which makes you cry out for Krishna's help. So sitting here in Braj, we all feel this is the next level. Hare Krishna.